Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Mori Nimrod's Shiachui Nishmas. Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Fuas Chai Rechavit Feger, Bas Michal Yudis Basia. In the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, Dav Samech Vov, the story about Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech was Mimelchei Beis Chashmonai. He was also Kohen Gadol. And there was a suffix by the Chachamim. Is he kosher l'kohuna or not kosher l'kohuna? And the Iker suffix is Machmas Imoy. She Omer Mishbeis B'moydim. As they said that, the rabbi said that his mother was taken captive. And Ashuriyas Pesul l'kohuna b'derabon Mishim suffix Zayna, that she was violated by the captors. And therefore her children are Chalolim. So they're not good Kohen, and it was sought out and it was not found, says the Gemara. They said Yanai's kosher. What's the suffix? If it's a suffix of trey, to Edim saying Yishbeis and to Edim saying Lo Nishbeis, so why are you saying on the Edim that say Lo Nishbeis? You're machshir in the Kohuna. Adarabi Yishlan al Hachmu v'lachush la Edim. Shomer Nishbeis. Why is Samech an Eidim who say Lo Nishbeis? Samech an Eidim say Nishbeis. She was taken captive. And how could you say that we're Machshir him, if that's the case? Frek Rashi on the Kashi of Gemara, what's the Kashi? We have a Sveik of Trey, and she's a Cheskas Kashrus. Kodem lay this a suffix, she's a chetzkas kashrus l'kohuna. So therefore, it'll be machshir Yanai. We'll assume just like his mother's kosher, he's kosher. So why does Gemara ask? We should pass him a suffix. Rashi writes, to answer this kasha, V'yam suki trey lahadei trey v'uki yitzach is koso. If you want to say, all right, it's two against two. Let's be mamid the woman. And her chazaka, like we said, she's a cheskes kashrus. Hani mili he come on. Vaisabala based la tiro. Avo bina ze anidoin in her chazaka de kashrus. Shalami idin al chilas leidasa de psul. Right, the mother has a cheskes kashrus. But the zin. The son doesn't have a cheskes kashrus, so she would come and ask, if you machshir her. But here the nidon is the son, not her. Memela, Gemara says that we should pass her because it's two against two. Frek Taisvis, Rashi, that even though the nidon is on Yanai and not on his mother, still we should be machshir him because of the cheskes kashrus of his mother. Because the Mishnah is Machlekes about a single woman who was found to be pregnant. We don't know who the father is. She says he's an Adam Kosher. When the Leal and Rabbi Lozzi say, Harezu Ne'amenes v'ksheg l'kehun. She's believed, and the child is Kosher l'kehun. Yeshua says, no. We're afraid that she was Nebelas, like a puzzle, a man who would disqualify her from Kahuna had beer with her, Nasin a Mamzer, she becomes a Zayin. Gemara says, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, the Machshir, the mother of Kahuna, also Machshir, the daughter. The man the Machshir Bo, the very Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebito. Machshir, the mother, or Machshir, the daughter. So what then? Rakhtesis, we should say here, for Machshir Yanai's mother, or Machshir Yanai. So, it's a Hashem Rashi. Rashi says, no, we're not Machshir Yana. Why not? You have a Gemara, Machshir Divrei Machshir Ba Machshir Bebita, or Machshir Ba. So why shouldn't we Machshir the Son also? In the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagoyin, Rabbi Nosson, Gishtetin, Zitzal, so as follows, to answer the kasha, that if the mother would come in front of us to judge her, then we'd definitely be machshir your daughter, because the chazak of the mother is effective for the son. Because the son is the teilada of the mother. The son is nigrar after the mother. It's drawn after the mother. Since the mother isn't coming in front of us, and the son doesn't have a chazaka, we can't give him a cheskas kashrus because the mother's cheskas kashrus. And now, Mara and Ksubis isn't shver. Why? There, the mother is coming before us to judge her. It says in Ksubis 13a, it's the mother coming before us. We're done on the mother. We're judging the mother. The mother is the issue here. Ah. So we're machzik. The mother bekashrus. So memela, the daughter is also kashrus. The mother is kashrus, the daughter is kashrus. But Yanai, the mother wasn't coming to us. Yanai was coming to us. Yanai never had a cheskes kashrus, so we can't give him a cheskes kashrus. Only the mother comes before us. And the reason Rashi holds that we're only judging the ben the fida cheskes kashrus to the mother, if the mother comes before us, we could say based on what we've seen chulin and teisvus yir aleph and aleph, kol chazak shlem is barbel and oida fidu shachas lezim vassal. Taisa says that any chazak that was mizbar, it wasn't night that we didn't know about this chazaka, even for one moment, we don't follow the chazaka. In order to follow the chazaka, it needs to be a chazaka that was mizbar. It needs to be a chazaka that we knew about. But if it wasn't a chazaka that was mizbar, we don't follow it. It has to be a chazaka that was mizbar. That was clarified to us, that was revealed to us. But if the chazaka wasn't misbareres, then we can't follow it afterwards. The reason is that, and therefore Taisa says that if a person made cheeses from various cows, and afterwards one of them was shechted and found to be a treifa, they're all asr. All the cheeses are asr. We can't say that that's being mamad the parach is kasim. I'm saying no. It only became a trifle later, after the milking. Right? Because there was never a bearer of the chazaka. You never knew in the first place that the cow wasn't a trifle. The explanation is that a chazaka is not a bearer of the mitzvahs. It's a din b'hanhogas agav l'kayadua. From the Shmaitza, other places. In other words, when we have a suffik, if it's mutter, if it's asr, the Torah says, follow what you do, what was muksaf before the suffik happened. But the Torah never said that through the chazakah, you know what the metzias is. And that goes for Baruch Frankel, in the Shmaitze, he writes, Lazlina basa chazaki him mechok ha-Torah, aval in ha-seichel shefet lo imakir mishuk sakach ad ko, mistamba lo nishtanis. It's not the Alpi seichel. It's because it was a certain way until now, doesn't mean it didn't change. It changed. Elamani. We assume that it didn't. That's the Hanaga. We don't know that it didn't. We just follow that it didn't. That's the way we act. And so too is the Mashmos of the Rambam, which we've discussed in the past. Perish Mishnais, Nazir Perakhtes Mishnah Beis, Vatam Bezeh Masham Rosh Cheskes Tomei Tomei. Perish Roglaim Ledovo, Sha'in Yin Yotza Ledovo, Sha'in Loi Tachlis, Kol Zman Shanei Lechach Arav Shoryos. Lan Rekha Shinizkai Meza Inyin Shiyye, Nenicheu Becheskasa Ad Shevo Dovo Mavur, Shiyavad Leo Mizesa Chazoka. Kol Dovo Shiyavu Yisofik, Vef Shoryos Ha'achar, The Rambam says that if you don't follow a chazaka, the possibilities are endless. I mean, anything could be, right? So what are you going to do? You can't live like that. It's not a healthy way to live. Besides the halachic aspect, there's also the mental health aspect. I mean, anything could be. Who knows? Right? I mean, I'm saying, I'm sitting and learning with you, maybe we'll chalal magoy. So how do you know I'm Jewish? Because my mother's Jewish. So how do you know I'm really my mother's son? And how do you know that my mother's Jewish? How do I know that my mother's Jewish? Okay, so her mother's Jewish. And how do I know her mother was Jewish? Saying Hoku Fakash. Maybe there was someone who snuck in there, one general. So I don't want you to stop listening to the shir. You listen to a shir from a goy. Chas shalom, no. Because if we let go after the Avsharios, anything could be. Anything could be. But, so therefore, do we follow Chazaka? And it makes a whole lot of sense. Well, a mother, you can see a child coming out of the mother. So if people were there to watch it, then we have Aiden. But, so that already isn't, you don't even have to come onto a Chazaka. But to know who the father is, it's a Chazaka. You don't know for sure he's the father. And if someone's Jewish, you assume that, and their mother is assumed to be Jewish, so then they're assumed to be Jewish, and her mother was assumed to be Jewish. And you don't say, maybe 16 generations ago, some Geisha woman came to town and she married a Jewish man, and really all the children and grandchildren, maybe the great grandchildren are Jews. So, no, we found the Chazaka, that's the way we live. It's normally a healthy way to live. When you're worried, most of our worry would be solved if we would just follow a Chazaka. The Chazaka is usually okay. Very rarely did all the terrible things that most of us think are going to happen, do they actually happen? Very rarely. But that's what we hear about in the news, that's what we think. But that the news is the exception to the rule, not the rule. That's why it makes it into the news. If it would be the rule, it would be interesting for people. So the Rambam says, Ein l'dover zeh tachlis. Meaning, we don't know what the Metzius is like. Metzius could be anything. But we just follow a certain way because otherwise, Ein l'dover zeh. So we assume that it didn't change. It doesn't mean that it didn't change, but it's safe to say that it didn't change. And if it did, it did. But there's no, it would be impossible to live otherwise, because then you'd never know what to do. On one hand, you'd never know what to do. And on the other hand, it makes sense to say that it didn't change, meaning it doesn't necessarily mean it didn't change, but assume that it didn't change. Act as if the situation didn't change until you know that it did. Let's say you have a chazaka that was never in the Svar Rabbi Shaita. They never followed this chazaka. It's not a chazaka, because a chazaka is how to act. So if we never acted, we never followed this chazaka, we never nisnag al pi a chazaka, so then we can't follow it. So if you have all these cows, so we never nisnag al pi their cheskes kashrus. So now that you have the milk and you're dead, and the animal is found to be a treifa, so you can't follow that chazaka because you never followed it before. It wasn't Mizvar B'Shaita. It never had any meaning until now. Since it was It's a snagus alpia, and you were never misnag alpia. Mela, it's not a chazaka. Now that you have, now that the suffix was misaira, you can't say it was a chazaka. You were never misnag alpia until now. You never followed it until now, so then, or you never established as a chazaka. First, it has to be established as a chazaka. So this is it's a shem. In the future shir, hopefully we'll dive deeper into this idea, into this telsis. Chulin. But now I'd like to say as follows. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Avinu Nosin Zatzal. That the Rashi holds, that Cheskes Ein, She'enu Lefaneinu, Enem Oelis Labat, Labat, Laban, is because the Chazaka is Hiral Es Nagas HaGavro, how the person should act. And since the mother is in front of us, so we've known Afkamin and her Chazaka. She'enu Danem Klal Es Nagal Pi Cheskes Chashu Shalayim. The issue isn't to follow the mother's Cheskes Chashu, she's not here. So he can't follow the mother's cheskes kashrus. If the mother was here, she already, we followed her cheskes kashrus. So now the son can say, oh, my mother had a cheskes kashrus, so now I can follow that. Because again, we're not being mivar the mitzvahs here, whether the mother was kosher or not. We're just following the hanhaga. So my mother had a hanhaga, I can follow that hanhaga. But here there's no mother to talk about. There was no Isnagas Hagavra that established the Chazaka. Namele, Yane doesn't have a Chazaka. The mother would come before us, and Achinami, that's the case of Ksubis. Tosis asks for him, but that's different than our case, which is the son. And he never had a Chazaka, he was never Isnag Alpia Chazaka. And with this, you can understand Das Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Bovo, the thesis of Ksubis. Of Avam Beis, of Dibra Maskel and none, who holds that that we see the Kamaduchti, that by Trey with Trey, you don't follow a Chazaka. It's because Ashnaim, Shemotzim, Oise Mechazkasa, Hime Ibn Tchila, Umeyad Ksheidu Yatsa Mechazkasa Adei Dusa. Why don't we follow two against two? Because not that two people are Motzi Oise Mechazkasa, they take him out of his chazaka, and by their edus, and if two other people come and contradict them, then we can't say, oh, let's follow, go back to the chazaka, because he lost his chazaka. He lost his chazaka. So he lost his chazaka. Can't go back and follow him. We have two other Eidim say, follow the Chazaka, testify that the Chazaka is correct. According to whose testimony the Chazaka is correct. The question is, it's true that the first two guys took him out of his Chazaka, but after the next two guys come, so now the Suffolk comes back. And then the Chazaka de Meikara Chazar Veneir, now it's re-established. But the Darkeinu, we understand that this is holding that the whole Ikar Dino Chazaka is just a hiralis of Hanhaga. So now Adam came and they took him out of Hanhaga. They say act differently. So now new Adam want to come. Bimamina's Chazaka. Chazaka has disappeared. He has a new Hanhaga now. So the two Adam coming and saying, no. The previous way was right. It's too little, too late. Now he has a new Hanhaga. If it was a Bay or a Mela, two against two. So let's go back to the original Chazakas. Can't prove anything from the witnesses, so the original chazak is mevara. What's correct? But it's not a beirut. It's hanhaga, and once you have a certain hanhaga, it's changed from what originally the chazak said. Now the hanhaga was changed, so two new ways coming and saying no, go back the original way isn't good enough. The hanhaga was changed, so this obviously this topic is olam umeloyim, olam umlo'o. And לכן אני מתפלל לשם יתברך שיחמול עלינו ונזכה להמשיך הסוגיה הזאת, ועוד סוגיות רבות מגוונות בש"ס, יש עוד הרבה 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 דברים ללמוד ביחד בעזרת השם. יהי רצון שהקדוש ברוך הוא ירחם עלינו ויזכה אותנו ללמוד ביחד. נזכה ללמוד עולם בדש מולה עסקיים זכו לבי סלם ותורה סבי אהבה בסמכו וטוב לבב. And I thank you so much for listening. And I just want to remind everybody, that Sof Devar, Hakol Nishma, Et Elokim Yira, Et Mitzvotav Shmor, Ki Zeh Kol Adam. Mishalom, Mishalom.